In this bulletin, the future of the religious discrimination bill hangs in the balance, Victoria set to decriminalise sex work, and in sport, Novak Djokovic named on the entry list for next month's Indian Wells tennis event. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. The future of the federal government's religious discrimination bill package looks uncertain after a vote to bring on debate in the Senate failed to pass. An amended version of the legislation passed through the lower house in the early hours of this morning after a marathon 10-hour debate. The amendment passed by Labor, crossbench MPs and five Liberals who crossed the floor prevents religious schools from discriminating against gay and transgender students. But the government and key stakeholders, including the Australian Christian Lobby, don't support the watered-down version of the original legislation. The Senate's vote to delay debate on the amended bill means its future hangs in the balance because the upper house won't return to sit until the federal budget in March. The ABC is reporting that the government won't bring back the bill then because it doesn't want its economic agenda overshadowed ahead of the federal election. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has addressed claims made by former Australian of the Year, Grace Tame, that she was pressured by an unnamed person not to criticise him. The child sexual abuse survivor and advocate made the revelations in a speech to the National Press Club on Wednesday. Ms. Tame claimed that someone from a government-funded organisation had called her last August to ask her not to say anything damning about Mr. Morrison before this year's Australian of the Year awards in case it hurt his re-election chances. Mr. Morrison says he did not and would not authorise any such actions.
And at all times have sought to treat Ms. Tame with dignity and respect. Mr. Speaker, the first I became aware of that allegation was during the press club address when it was delivered. Ms. Tame should always be free to speak her mind, in my view, Mr. Speaker, and conduct herself as she chooses. I've made no criticism of Ms. Tame, her statements, or her actions. While Ms. Tame has declined to name the individual, I would at least invite her to advise the government which government-funded agency she is referring to.
The Victorian Parliament will debate laws that would see sex work decriminalised in the state. The practice is currently only lawful if it abides by the conditions set out in the Sex Work Act 1994, which makes street-based sex work illegal. Some advocates have raised concerns that the new laws don't go far enough, calling for sex work convictions to be expunged and better protections for street workers. But Sex Work Law Reform Victoria's Matthew Roberts says the laws are a step in the right direction.
Sex workers have been fighting for these changes for absolutely decades, and we welcome this bill. For the first time in Victoria, sex work will no longer be treated as a crime. It will be treated as a legitimate business, and sex work will be recognised as work. We welcome the bill, and we hope that the upper house will pass this bill tonight.
To sport, and Novak Djokovic has been named on the entry list for next month's Indian Wells tennis event in California, where valid proof of vaccination is required to compete. The 34-year-old, who's won the prestigious event five times, is part of a stacked field announcement, including global legends such as Ash Barty, Rafael Nadal, and Daniil Medvedev. However, the Serbian world number one is notably absent from any promotional material on the Indian Wells website, including stories about the star-studded entry lists for the event. Djokovic could have trouble even getting into the United States to compete, as international air travellers have to be fully vaccinated and provide proof before boarding flights, with limited exceptions. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. A mostly sunny day in Perth and a top of 32 degrees, sunny in Adelaide and 28, partly cloudy in Melbourne and 23, similar conditions in Hobart and 20 degrees, cloudy in Canberra and 24, showers in Wollongong and 22, much the same in Sydney and 26 degrees, showers increasing in Newcastle and 26 as well, mostly sunny in Brisbane with a top of 32, Partly cloudy in Cairns, 32 degrees, and a shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin, 32 as well. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.